Kaufman.
And I'm Lisa Damaris.
And this is Appraiser Talk, the show where I ask Lisa, the Vice President of Appraisal Issues at the Appraisal Foundation, your appraisal questions.
We answer questions from every corner of the appraisal profession, from consumers to appraisers and real estate to business valuation.
Welcome to today's episode. Lisa, this is such a good question and touches on a few topics we've discussed before. For an appraisal report to be correct, does a property owner need to be able to understand the adjustments the appraiser made?
There are some interesting elements here, as it's actually a very nuanced question. So from a very high level, I would say that when a property owner grasps the general intricacies of adjustments, it certainly helps. However, appraisal reports are considered to have been completed correctly in the context of who the client of the appraisal is, basically intended user, which is not necessarily always the property owner.
Let's elaborate on that detail. Can you tell me why there are different expectations for how understandable an appraisal report must be to a property owner? When is that property owner the client of the appraisal versus when is the property owner not a client for the appraisal?
Sure. So when a property owner is the client, meaning they basically hired the appraiser directly, then the appraiser and the property owner slash client will have considerable communication before, during, and often even after the appraisal report is complete and has been delivered to the client. The appraiser absolutely is required to make sure they have asked enough questions of the client to be able to conclude how to write the appraisal report in such a way that makes sense to this client who is the intended user.
I take that to mean it's not reasonable to expect an appraisal report to be understood by every single person that picks up a copy of that report and reads it, even if that person is the property owner. The appraiser is only required to make sure the client understands the report.
Yes, the appraiser is only required to make sure the intended users, in this case, which is the client, do understand that report. So let me give you an analogy. Most people, including myself, at one time or another have, you know, gone to the doctor and had some type of test performed. You know, recently, I recall I had a blood test done. So when the results were uploaded to my online file, I went through it and I read it. Even though when the test came with a clear statement about waiting to hear from the doctor because they would explain the results to me, of course, I went ahead and tried to make heads or tails of the report. And so by my reading, I think that I had some rare kidney disease and had less than 3 years to live. And therein lies the problem. The results of the test were written to explain things to the doctor, not to me. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me, as I found out the next day when the doctor called, leaving me a message on my cell phone saying, hey, everything was normal.
I think that is a really interesting point you are making that gets lost a lot when people discuss appraisal reports, that the report was written so the client could understand it. And if the client had any questions, the appraiser and the client more than likely talked about the information in the report.
Exactly. And as appraisers, we really want to make sure that we answer our clients' questions when they're the intended user. It's very important to us. And that is why when a person is a client, they will experience an entirely different level of interaction with the appraiser. The appraiser has to keep the confidential nature of that client-appraiser relationship intact. And they also work to make sure that their client, the intended user, understands everything they need to know about the property being appraised in the appraisal report.
That means that if I picked up an appraisal report you did for, say, a court case, I may very easily misinterpret or misunderstand some of what is in that report. Because when you wrote that report, you had no idea what my knowledge level was or that I would even be reading the report.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It would be utterly impossible for an appraiser to write every single appraisal report in a way that every and any individual who picked up that report could fully and completely understand what was in that report. So, for example, in situations where the property owner is not the client, such as in mortgage lending appraisals, the dynamic is different. The primary client is typically the lender, and that's the intended user. While property owners still have the right to review the appraisal report, the level of detail provided in that report will be presented in a way that the lender needs it to be presented. And the types of details in that report will be different than if the appraiser had prepared the appraisal for the property owner, if that property owner was the client and intended user. So back to your question, in all cases, you know, a basic understanding of adjustments can be helpful. But if the property owner is not the client and the intended user of the appraisal, even with some basic understanding of adjustments, they may not be able to fully grasp what is being communicated to the lender client by the appraiser, namely because lenders require the appraiser to report all sorts of nuanced details that would not be really relevant to a client who is not a lender.
So it sounds like the level of understanding needed can depend on the nature of the relationship between the property owner and the appraiser.
That's exactly correct. It's about tailoring the communication to the specific needs of that client. If the property owner is actively involved in the appraisal process and has a deeper understanding, that can enhance that collaboration.
Are there any common challenges you face in communicating adjustments to property owners?
Well, one challenge is avoiding jargon. You know, appraisal terms and concepts can be very complex, and it's crucial to communicate in plain language. Analogies can be helpful here too. For instance, explaining adjustments as the fine-tuning of comparable sales to make them more similar to the subject property often resonates with owners.
That's a great analogy to simplify the concept.
Yeah, so in essence, while it's not mandatory for property owners to be appraisal experts, a basic understanding of adjustments can empower them in the appraisal process, especially when they are directly involved as clients.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in each week to Appraiser Talk. You can send in your questions to me at amy@appraisalfoundation.org, and you might just hear us answer it in a future episode.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Appraiser Talk is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.